Angels looking to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. They take on the White Sox, and Chris Volstead making his first big league start since 2012, but his second inning is one he'd rather forget.
He'll hit one out toward deep left field. Delmonico going back, and that one is gone. Big fly for Brandon Phillips. Second since joining the Halos, and the Angels lead it 2-1.
Career.
Valbuena launches one out to right center field. This one's going to go. Big fly for Luis Valbuena. 3-1 Angels.
And then you got to look up, you had to face Trout with two on now.
And that is driven out to straightaway center field. Big fly for Mike Trout, and the Angels lead is 6-1.
Three home runs in the inning.
Abreu was not in the lineup last night. It's a high fly ball that's lifted deep by Abreu. It's a left center, and he has hit another home run. His second tonight, 6-2 Angels lead.
Albert 1-for-3 with a single.
Chance if he gets a base hit to get to that century mark in RBI.
Ground ball up the middle. That'll sneak through for a base hit. Cole will score. Trout's being waved home. Two RBI single for Pujols.
That gives him 100 RBI on the season once again.
Parker Bridwell turned in another solid outing, and Albert Pujols put his name in the record books as the Angels breeze to a 9-3 win against the White Sox to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Here is Halo skipper Mike Socha.
Second inning was big for us, some big hits. Mike broke it up with three run home run. But I think what Parker Bridwell did was really important. I mean, he was pitch efficient, was pitching to contact. There were a couple walks there, but for the most part, he had contact on his terms. Turned double plays when we needed it. He got a lot of weak contact, and outside of Abreu, who obviously hit a couple balls that might still be going, he pitched a good game.
That's sort of been his thing for most of the season. He needs to do a lot of soft contact, doesn't strike out a lot of people. How repeatable do you think that is going forward?
I think that Parker has enough stuff that it's not a fluke, like when he's not one-dimensional. He's not just doing one thing and the league hasn't caught up with him. He's got a lot of things he does with the baseball. And when he's on like he is tonight, you can see how he can miss bats and get miss hits. And I think that's when he's at his best. So, yeah, I definitely think it's repeatable. I think that it'll be a cat and mouse game, like any young pitcher that comes into the league or any young hitter. There are going to be adjustments you're making. He's going to understand some of the individual matchups of guys instead of just what teams are doing or what guys are doing against him as he gets experience. But he has, he has all the pitches to pitch the way he did tonight. And I think that's, that's why I think he's got a chance to keep it going.
What do you think about Pujols reaching 100 RBIs?
That's a tremendous milestone. I mean, I think, a lot of times people see how hard Albert works to keep himself in the lineup, to keep going. He's just a professional hitter, and obviously it's a great milestone for him.
You find yourself paying attention to what's going on with Minnesota right now?
Well, yeah, we need help, sure, but we need to win our games. Obviously now we need to win out and get some help, but it's what our challenge is right now.
With 6 2/3 innings of 3-run ball, youngster Parker Bridwell continues to impress as he improves to 9-3 on the season with a 3.87 ERA. Bridwell spoke to the media after piloting the Angels to a 9-3 win against the White Sox on Tuesday night.
I kind of like the little more incentive, that's on it. With the games that we need to win right now, and I was prepared to come out and battle, as much as I needed to, and I'm glad I was able to make pitches in certain situations, and the defense always plays unbelievable behind me, so I can't say enough about them.
And tonight was the offense giving you big six runs to work with after you allowed a home run to Jose Abreu, but what could that do to you as he take the mound for that second time?
I go out and give up that solo shot in the first, we come in and we score six, and that's huge for momentum, and after we do that, my biggest goal is to go out and put up a goose egg, and keep the momentum on our side, and luckily I was able to do that in that inning, and things worked out for us. It was a great team win.
Has there been a lot of talk about what the Twins are doing or have done or we're doing today?
No, we come to the field and we handle our business in front of us, and you know, we've had multiple meetings about, you know, worrying about what we have at hand and what we have to do to get there, and not what other people are doing, you know. So I think we have a really good mindset on the whole situation and what we need to get done.
The Angels send Garrett Richards to the mound on Wednesday. He will square off with Reynaldo Lopez.